It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why government budgets should be called fudgets. Why am I recommending the change? We haven't had an approved federal budget since 2009. The governor of California is declaring a surplus for the next fiscal year, and we wonder if the moonbeams have gotten to him. And local governments brag about balancing their budgets at the same time they want to impose new assessments for critical capital items. Each year, each level of government goes through a lengthy and arduous process, killing thousands of trees with endless versions of a final budget, only to essentially ignore or adjust the end product. So my suggestion is, why not just fess up and call them fudgets? I'm going to give you some examples at each level of government why the budget process should be abandoned entirely. And at the end of the show, I will have some ways for you to support the fudget movement. Let's start with the federal government. As I said at the beginning of this show, there hasn't been an approved federal budget since 2009. And so is it any surprise the rating agency Moody's downgraded the country's credit score? But yet the feds still spend countless hours and huge amounts of personnel time generating a budget that will never really see the light of day. And oh yes, when it comes to balancing the federal budget, what's the first target? The military. Now, the military hasn't been that active lately. Just two wars, a number of skirmishes, and that search for the bearded one. Government cost cutters have a distinct tendency to go after what the rest of us would deem the untouchables. We will see this pattern repeated at all levels. We fudgeters would start by cutting the White House staff, unless they would like to regularly don fatigues and berets and go fight all over the world. At the state level, the governor announced last month that the state's next fiscal year should see a surplus. I'm sorry, but I have a hard time believing such a surplus will appear anywhere but on paper. The pension fund, California Public Employees Retirement System, affectionately known as CalPERS, recently announced a reduction of its projected investment earnings rate from 7.75% down to 7.5%. This seemingly minor adjustment will increase the state's annual payment to CalPERS by 5%, from $3.8 billion to a nice round $4 billion. $200 million is a hit to any budget, but realize that CalPERS' actual investment return for the fiscal year ending July 2012 was 1%. If CalPERS had based its projections on this woefully low number, the increase in the state's annual costs would have been $5.4 billion. We fudgeters recognize the problem of balancing a budget with a pension whipsaw hanging out there. We would drop the budget process and dig into the pension fund management. The same pension whipsaw applies to county and local governments. We have all observed local politicians clapping themselves on the back for once again balancing the budget. But did they really? First, as I pointed out in a past show, Moody's and the Government Accounting Standards Board have each issued new methods for accounting for pension obligations. Some of these new techniques will not be implemented until next year, but you are already seeing some of the effects. A loyal listener has pointed out to me that CalPERS actuarial reports for the 2011 fiscal year show two numbers for the city of Sausalito's unfunded pension liability. The first figure is about $13 million and is the result of assuming the actuarial value of assets and CalPERS' lofty 7.5% investment rate. If you ask the city officials what is the city's unfunded liability, you will likely get the answer, about 13 million. CalPERS' second number results from using the market value of assets and a much lower investment rate of 4.8%. This second number is $49.8 million, or roughly four times the first number. If the city had to fund this figure, its budget would be underwater. The second reason I question the claim of balancing a budget is a number of special assessments on my real estate tax bill. Prudent budgeting would have allowed the city to cover these costs and not be digging into my pocket. So what can you do? Tell your elected officials to cut the window dressing of a budget and use the time and the energy of preparing one into addressing the expense and expenditure items that threaten the city's solvency. Use the term "fudget" every time you have the chance, and the elected officials will get the message. One final thought. Demand your elected officials stop targeting highly used facilities like the military, colleges, schools, and libraries as the initial budget-cutting areas. Up and down the line, politicians look for these kinds of sensitive areas when confronted with the need for budget cuts, so the voters will support their continued funding. Let them know we are on to that game, and they had better look at their own staffs and administrations first. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.